You were raped? Welcome to the debut of Holy Rollers, a podcast taking the elevator to heaven every week. Your sermon by and for the sinners. I'm Riley Mix, and with me is my brother in Christ, Cripple Jesus.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much, not much. I'm so glad that we finally got a chance to sit down and record our new gospel podcast.
Oh, yeah, man. We're here to talk about our relationship with God.
We're here to share our experiences, and every week, maybe we can help guide the lost sinners out there into a paradise.
Right.
So, let's go ahead and hop right into all of that. We're going to start with CJ's relationship with God. What led you here to creating your own ministry podcast, Cripple Jesus?
So, my relationship with God, I'm sure we all know, but God has a dark sense of humor, right? So he put me in the chair as like, oh, fuck this kid. He's going to be sad and depressed for his whole life. And what I did is I turned the tables on God. I pulled a aha on God. And like, no, motherfucker, I'm going to live my life and I'm going to be happy about it, bitch.
Why are you happy? Because as I understand it, you can't walk.
Right, right. But there's things that I can do that you guys wouldn't be privy to. Like, for example, I never, ever, ever have to wait in a line. I don't even know what that is as a concept.
And that's amazing. Is that worth not being able to climb a rock or something? I'm trying to think of things people do for fun. Rock climbing seems like one. Swimming, bike riding, skateboarding.
I can swim, yeah. I can actually, water is the only place I can walk. So I like to swim as much as possible.
That's fascinating. You're not afraid that God will finish the job and drown you?
No, fuck God.
Fuck God? Brother, let's dive into your goals with God.
I am better than God, and by waking up and living life to the fullest every day, that's the prime example. That shows my dominance over God.
I love it. You've committed a sin recently, premarital sex.
Oh, I did. And we can.
We'll get to that, but that just shows your distaste for God is real. That you're a Christian who is not a follower of God. Which,
oh, I believe there is a God, but that God is an asshole, and the only way to win is you have to out-asshole him.
And if any Christians listening disagree with that, then you're bigots, because 2020 is a year of acceptance for all kinds of religion. We need to unify against the atheists.
We don't accept white women. Sorry. You're cut off.
All Christians except for white women in 2020.
2020, no white women. That's how it works.
My relationship with God was basically that I had a drug addict mother who used God in a redemptive way. So she would just do bad things, and then she would go back and try to make up for those bad things by going to church about it. And she would always drag me to church. I had a headache 2 Sundays in a row once, so she had all of her friends at the church give me an exorcism while speaking in tongues and, like, holding me down on the ground. It was fucking weird.
Did they, like, whip you and shit, too? Or?
No, they light candles in the room, and then they sit you down on the couch, and then they hold your arms and legs down while, like, people tap your forehead and speak in tongues.
Oh, shit. How would that work for me, do you think?
I think that I guess there would be less people involved.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't have to hold down your legs.
Half less people.
So they could be exercising 2 cripples per every regular person.
You hear that? I bet you could hire some Mexicans behind the Home Depot, too. It would cost half the price.
Make it really efficient to be a Southern cult-like church.
Exactly.
Dude, churches in the South are weird, though. They're always like that. I have a lot of other stories of really fucked up churches. But we'll talk about that on another episode.
Oh, yeah. I've had enough of those for another episode.
Hell yeah. So today, CJ has brought us a sermon. We've sort of decided that each week we'll trade off on bringing in sermons.
We are the two best people in the world. So it is our job to speak to you in a godly tone because we are better than you. I'm just like Mohammed, except I didn't rape my 12-year-old cousin.
You guys cannot do fan art of crippled Jesus because you can't draw Muhammad.
You can this time. You get a pass.
Please send in your wheelchair Muhammads to the show.
This is the one time you can draw Muhammad without making another 9/11 happen. So go at it, artist.
Terrific. So, CJ, what is your sermon on today?
My sermon is on right-wing concern trolling.
Right-wing concern trolling. That seems like it's come up recently in your life.
Oh, yes, it has. So, as you alluded to earlier in the show, I did have premarital sex, and we're going to get into that. This sermon is directly related to the story, so I thought I would tell it first. So I was in Discord. I was hanging out in the Discord, and I was telling people about my experience, and there is a certain individual who describes himself as right-wing, and I'm bringing this up mostly because I would say that I'm somewhat conservative, if you were to put my political beliefs on a spectrum, it would probably be more right than left. And when my own side does it, I tend to notice it a lot more. And he just was lecturing me about how wrong it is that I fucked a girl before marriage and that you shouldn't do that. And it's...
Well, also, he was mad that you paid for it, you were telling me. Or not that you paid for it, but that it was paid for.
Right, I did not actually pay for it. A buddy of mine...
Also,
we'll call him...
Mary Magdalene was a whore.
Wait, what?
Mary Magdalene was a whore, wasn't she?
Oh, that's true, she...
That's the whole, like, thing there, is that Jesus can accept and forgive and even cohabitate with whores.
Right. Joseph was the first cuck.
Joseph was the first cuck. The Bible is full of degeneracy. I think that having sex with a stripper that your friend paid for is fine, and I don't know why he thinks it's his problem at all. Or why he... I don't know why Had thinks most things that he thinks are his business are his business.
I'll tell you why he thinks it's a problem. It's because he looks at a guy like Nick Fuentes, and he actually takes him seriously.
Yeah.
You see, the rest of us know that he's a joke, basically. I don't think he knows that he's the joke. It's sort of like a Maddox situation. But
of course,
we watch him because he's the joke, and we laugh at him. But you see, he's just one of those guys that actually believes that what he's saying is real, that you should not masturbate, you withstand from sex before marriage, unless it's with a gay cat boy.
So it's the Tradcath stuff, and you're not a big fan of the standards set forth by Nick Fuentes?
No,
You don't think he would have wheelchair ramps in his ethnostate, CJ?
I do not. I don't think they would... I'm not sure if they're ADA compatible.
Maybe one day you'll have a chance to confront him again, Cripple Jesus.
Yeah, who knew the ethnostate was ableist? I had no idea.
The concern troll, which has had, your problem with him is just...
My problem is that it's basically what Dick said in that call, which everybody has probably heard it by now, but where do you get off telling me what I should and shouldn't do?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
This goes out to all the concern trolls, by the way, every concern troll. Who do you think that you are to tell me what I'm doing is wrong?
Absolutely.
And your prophet, Nick Fuentes, he's a hypocrite anyway because he fucks e-boys.
And now that's allegedly, right?
Allegedly.
Do we know if that's...
Just like OJ allegedly stabbed his wife, is it that kind of allegedly?
I'll take it. I don't follow Nick Fuentes, but I'll take that. That's funny. So Nick Fuentes 100% fucks catboys.
I mean, do what you want to do, but don't call me degenerate for fucking a stripper. God damn it.
So CJ, was this stripper your first time having sex?
It was.
It was. You lost your virginity to a stripper.
I did.
Perfect. I'm going to need you to describe her in vivid detail, as if you were writing it down in the Bible, where detail is very important.
So, she had, the first thing I noticed about her was she had a lily bag. Probably an autistic thing to notice, but that's the first thing I noticed. She had a lily bag.
Those are expensive, so of course she's a prostitute on the side.
Right. But yeah, she had like the fake eyelashes on. A lot of black girls do the fake eyelashes, which are fine. Like, I'm not into the black girl nails, which she didn't have those, which was nice. But she had no ass, which to me doesn't bother me because I'm not an ass guy anyway. And she had C-cup tits.
So not big.
No. I prefer small tits.
You like small tits and you're not an ass man.
No, I'm not an ass guy. I like tits and feet.
What the heck? Okay, feet? We'll have to get to that sometime else. That's degenerate as hell. All right. So she was, what, like on a scale of 1 to 10, how attractive was this girl? Or how attractive did you think she was at a strip club at night, I should say? In that bad lighting with all that makeup on, pretending you're not uglier than you are, how attractive was she?
Right. So she was probably about a 7, I would say.
Okay. So you lost your virginity to a 7 out of 10. And how did this happen?
It was actually, I don't know what you would call it. I don't want to say it bamboozled because it's like a good thing.
You were raped?
#.
That's what we're calling it.
Yeah, so it was basically my boy. We're going to call him Miami for
the
sake of security. Miami sees that I'm throwing ones at this chick. Because I'm touching on her tits, you know, and he winks at me and he says, "You like that girl? You go downstairs with her for a dance." So we did, and we had the dance. It was pretty nice. And at the end of the dance, she just gets close to me, and she pulled out my dick, and I said, "Hey, what's going on?" And she said, "Oh, your boy Miami took care of everything. What do you want?" And I just said everything, and then from there we started fucking.
When the fucking begins, what was the first step?
Because
everyone on the internet wants to hear in vivid detail how the Dick Show's most famous wheelchair caller ended up losing his virginity. So you're going to have to walk us through, like, all the details, buddy.
Yeah. It wasn't an ideal setup for a wheelchair guy, because it was in the VIP room.
VIP room.
It was pretty small. So I couldn't, like, if I could weigh back, because, you know, you were at the strip club with me in Minnesota, and when I was. Yeah, when I was getting that lap dance from that chick, I weighed back for part of it, because It's obviously easier for her to ride on my dick if I'm reclined in the reclined position.
Yeah.
I could not do that in here.
Oh no. So too small of a room.
The logistics of the sex was pretty, once she got on there, it was good, but like I had to turn my chair off because she hit my chair with her leg. I started going sideways and the horn was beeping and like I had to turn my chair off. But once she got on there, I should mention too that I may or may not have had beer dick at that time.
Okay, that's funny. So you were drinking a little bit. You weren't entirely hard and ready to go for your first time.
No, I was
Okay.
probably about 3, 4 beers in.
Okay, that's hilarious. So right now she's grinding on you. You're in a very, like, you guys are in the upright sitting position in your chair
Right, yeah.
in too small of a room. Okay.
She's doing, I wanted her to just do regular cowgirl, but we couldn't get that to work logistically. So she was doing reverse cowgirl, and about 2 minutes in, she starts moaning, and I pull a Chris the Kiwi, which I gotta say,
Wait, is this you're having sex with her right now? Is that the next thing that happened, or did you do foreplay?
no, nothing. The foreplay was her. I don't want to sound ungrateful, like I had one of the better nights of my life.
Someone who's bad at her job should be called out for
It
it.
wasn't even that she was bad. She was great. It was the like a blowjob with a condom on is the biggest scam there is.
Well, question, did you, like, you could have gotten, like, herpes from her.
Yeah.
Did you consider that, or do you, like, would that trade-off be worth it? Like, would you want to get an STD to not have a condom on?
Yes.
Okay, well, that settles that.
Yeah.
So you got this blowjob with the condom?
Yeah, I got the blowjob with the condom, and it wasn't. We ended it quick because I was like, "Listen,
Doing anything.
this isn't working for me." Like, it felt so weird. Like, you know those cheap plastic bags you get at a gas station, and it says "thank you" on them.
Yeah,
You know,
yeah.
so that's what it feels like. Only it's on your dick,
Okay.
and like it's not comfortable for me at all. So I was like, listen, could we just get to the riding part? And
Okay, that's funny. So you hurried her along. You were like, hey, listen, bitch. Stop sucking my dick. It's time to be fucking. All right.
I figured if we just did the blowjob, I would be in there for like 3 hours.
So, okay, you had a failed blowjob attempt, and then she rode you regular cowgirl?
Reverse.
Revert. Oh, reverse cowgirl. Okay.
We could not. I wanted cowgirl so I could grab her tits while I did it, but we could not work that out logistically due to the size of the room.
Oh, that sucks, buddy.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing she's standing up over you while you're sitting in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
And then dropping yourself down on your lap.
Yeah, that's basically what it was.
Okay, cool. I'm just trying to paint a really vivid picture here, you know?
So I'm in there, right?
Yep.
And about 2 minutes in, I come, and I'm like, well, shit, my dick is still hard. I'm not gonna tell her that I come. Let's keep going. So I tell her to lean back on me so I can grab her tits. And then we start going, and the momentum is getting up, and we go for about 5 to 10 minutes. It was like two Old Dirty Bastard songs. So, I was probably not in the right state of mind to know how long I was in there, but
Yeah.
I had a good time for sure.
So, what was the timeline like for the sex?
So she just, I thought I was gonna like get soft when I came the first time, and then
Right. But you didn't. So you just kept going.
I stayed hard. So I was like, shit, let's get 2 for 1 out of this deal. And we just kept going.
Did you ask her, did you talk to her about anything? Like, did you ask her what it was like to fuck a cripple? Did you guys dirty talk at all?
Oh, I just asked her if she likes white boys. And she said...
Okay, that's funny. Yeah, you finally got your black girl. I know that was a big fetish of yours.
Oh, yes, for sure.
No white women 2020.
My only regret is that I didn't ask for a foot job.
I understand that. That's the whole story of you losing your virginity.
Yeah. And then, I noticed I had some kind of body paint or, like, lipstick. I'm still not sure what it was. But it was, like, this red, like, powdery stuff. I'm pretty sure it was makeup of some kind. And I had to, trash my pants because at the end of the night I ended up I was at the stage throwing dollar bills and I just started pissing.
Did you get kicked out?
I did not get kicked out. You know that it was the total opposite of the Minnesota thing, and the bouncer at Minnesota, it was a total asshole. Like, everybody knows that. We were basically segregated like fucking Jim Crow. They had us up all in the like balcony in the small ass corner.
So, did you wear your MAGA hat to this strip club?
I did not wear my MAGA hat.
Oh no. What if Trump loses 2020 now?
Well, I gotta say, if I gotta choose between Trump and fucking strippers for free, it's an easy choice for me, and it's not Donald.
That's very sad to hear, CJ. We don't want to lose you on the right-wing concern troll side of politics.
Well, you know, I'll always want to make America great, but I'd rather make myself come again. So if it comes between that or fucking strippers, it's pretty easy there.
This is a no incels podcast. This is a God worshiping and God killing podcast. Do you have any like closing statements? Any?
I just want to say that you haven't lived life until you fucked a stripper for free.
That is a very good point. You know, Bird Stork fucked a stripper for free.
Wow.
She's actually where he gets the term revenge cell from. He gets the title revenge cell. She was the John... Did you ever see my picture on Twitter of the hot blonde girl with the John McAfee mask on?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's that chick.
That was her, huh? Oh, yeah. So I had a funny side on. I was at the stage... Miami gave me a shit ton of dollar bills because I've never made it rain. And I gotta say, making it rain is like, it's like the most awesome feeling there is. I think that was better than the sex, truthfully. But my favorite moment in there was that there was this like natural looking black girl on. Like she was kind of ugly, but it was hot. In a way, you know what that means?
Yeah, no,
yeah, like she was like chaotic, but it was like sexy. Like she obviously didn't have much makeup on.
Right, she didn't have money. She probably liked black dudes.
Yeah, that whole thing. I throw her $5, right, and she just starts taking the dollar. She took a dollar and she did the DJ move on her clit, and I. What's going on here? And she looks at me and she starts laughing and she's pulling her panties to the side, and I got to finger bang her while she was on stage.
Okay.
So yeah, that was the greatest experience from that night, and I rolled away not a virgin.
Starting 2020 with a bang, brother. We gotta get you a whole harem of concubines throughout this year.
Oh, yeah, there'll be more. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about round 2 tonight.
Okay, that's fun. Is Miami going to be able to buy you a round 2?
Oh, I actually have money this time around. So if,
okay, that's fun. Do you think you're going to go with the same girl or try a different girl?
I'll probably try a different girl because there was one with, like, double Ds that I was feeling.
Is this a crime? Like, is it legal for you in wherever you're at?
No comment.
I love it. All right, guys. Cripple Jesus, you brought in the sermon this week, which means you get to pick our gospel song of the week. And what did you want to leave us off with?
The gospel song of the week is Area Codes by Ludacris. And the
do you have a favorite line from that song?
Yeah, my favorite line from that song is, "I'll read your horoscope and eat some hors d'oeuvre."
Okay.
And we picked that song because I ate some hors d'oeuvre.
It's the most strip club song you could think of?
Yeah, it's a great strip club song.
All right, everybody, this week's episode of Holy Rollers is done. Thank you for coming by. Thank you for sitting down and enjoying church with us. And we'll see you next week.
Later. Y'all know it's the abominable hoe man. Globetrot International Postman. Neighbor Dick Dope Man. 718-202s. I send small cities and states. IOU. 901. Matter of fact, 305. I'll jump off the G4. We can meet outside. So control your hormones and keep your drawers on. Till I close the door and I'm jumping your bones. 312s, 313s. 215s, 803s. I'll read your horoscope and eat some hors d'oeuvres. 10 on pump one, these hoes is self-serve. 757, 410s, my cell phone just overloads.
I've got hoes. I've got hoes. In different area codes.
Area
codes. Hoes. Hoes. Hoes.
Is a holy day, so stop the violence and put the fofo away. Skeet shoot a holy day. 504-972-713. What you gon' do? You checking out the scene? I'm checking a holy night with perpendicular vehicular homicide. 314-201. Too much green, too much fun. I Bangkok in Bangkok. Can't stop, I turn and hit the same spot. Think not? I'm the thriller in Manila, slong in Hong Kong. Pimp them like Bishop, Magic, Don Juan. Man, after Henny with a Coke and a smile, I just pick up the motherfucking phone and dial. I got my condoms in a big ass sack. I'm slanging this dick like a new jack.
Biatch! Is it cause they like my gangster wall?
Gangster wall.
Is it cause they like my gangster tall?
Gangster tall.
Is it cause they like my handsome face?
Handsome face.
Is it cause they like my gangsta way?
Gangsta way.
Ooh. Whatever it is, they love it and they just won't let me be.
Won't
I handle my fears. Don't rush me, just relax and let me be free. Whenever I call. Come running 212 or 213. You know that I ball.
I ball.
Stop running or I'll call my substitute clean. I've got holes. I've got holes.
The Holy Rollers podcast is hosted by me, A.S.E. Riley, and my buddy Cripple Jesus. Find us both on Twitter and other social sites under those names. The logo art was by Berries and Cream. Intro music by Tom Salt.